This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week's show is all about kids and community. Sunday Afternoons of Music gives kids a behind-the-scenes look at ballet and three choral concerts with music written by child prodigies. I think it's safe to say we're all at least a little envious of the way composers like Mendelssohn and Mozart effortlessly played instruments and composed music at a very young age. Well, child prodigies, young musical geniuses, are the focus of the next concert with the Master Chorale of South Florida. Here's Artistic Director Brett Carlin.
The idea behind this program is to celebrate composers that achieve greatness at a very, very young age. All of these composers, too, pass away before they even reach the age of 40. So concentrating on these composers is of the utmost interest to me at this point in time, particularly since I find myself at a very young age steeped in classical music and steeped in professional music making.
There's pieces by Mendelssohn and Mozart on the program, but a focus on a major work by another wunderkind.
We're concentrating on three different composers: Mendelssohn, Mozart, and Schubert. So we'll be performing some music by Mendelssohn, some Mozart tunes. The anchor piece for this program is Schubert's incomparable Mass in G.
Brett Carlin will conduct the Master Chorale of South Florida, the Sinfonia, and soloists in Classical Prodigies, Mozart, and more. Friday the 25th in Pompano Beach, Saturday the 26th in Boca Raton, and Sunday the 27th in Coral Gables. Times vary, and you can get tickets and more details at MasterChoraleOfSouthFlorida.com. Sunday Afternoons of Music for Children and Miami City Ballet team up for an afternoon perfect for getting kids excited about classical music and dance. What better way than to give them a behind-the-scenes look with some of the best?
We've got the ballet coming, the Miami City Ballet. Seven amazing principal dancers.
Doreen Marks is the executive director of Sunday Afternoons of Music. She said the kids will be guided by the pros through ballet preparation, stretching, rehearsing, and finally, the finished performance. Beautiful dancers, beautiful music, beautiful costumes, and more.
We have apple juice and cookies. We have a petting zoo of tiny instruments before. And Gussman Hall is a sea of color because I love the balloons all over the place. It makes it a very, very happy time.
Ballet is Beautiful starts at 3 p.m. next Sunday, the 27th, at Gussman Concert Hall, University of Miami, Coral Gables. SundayMusicals.org. Speaking of kids, Community Day at Artist Naples features a free concert with the Naples Philharmonic Youth Symphonia. They'll play classical, pops, and movie soundtrack selections starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 3rd. Community Day celebration of Cinco de Mayo with mariachis and traditional Mexican music takes place later that afternoon. Mariachi Voces de America play at 2 p.m., also for free. And then on Sunday the 4th, children are the focus once again with the 100-voice Naples Philharmonic Youth Chorus as they perform their own spring concert at 3 p.m. You need tickets for that one. They're available online, along with more details on the upcoming Community Day at artistnaples.org. Next weekend in Delray Beach, the whole arts community gets community-oriented for Delray Affair. It's one of South Florida's largest arts and crafts festivals with over 700 artisans, crafters, and exhibitors, covering 10 city blocks of downtown Delray Beach, including Delray Beach Center for the Arts Outdoor Pavilion and the Old School Square Park. An eclectic mixture of fine art, great crafts, and funky products from around the world, along with live music, street entertainers, and food and drinks available for purchase. Friday the 25th through Sunday the 27th, downtown Delray Beach. DelrayAffair.com. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. If you miss the show on air, you can listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org. And join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.